The Truth News Network. When the media spread their web of lies, you need a guide to walk you through the labyrinth. His name is Newman. Dan Newman.
And that's me. I'm Dan Newman. And you have tuned in to Truth News Network at truthnewsnet.org. I'm so glad you joined us here today. It's going to be a little bit different today on this show. We're going to break this up into two parts. And both parts are going to be very important to you, but they're going to be entirely different. Let's get started with part one. NBC's News' Chuck Todd appeared with one of his cohorts, and they together tag-teamed against President Trump's responses and what they think the president's mindset is, although they didn't say we think that. They said they know what the president is thinking about these things going on today. And then they talked about Republican senators and Republicans at large that are scared to death about the president not supporting what they continually say were protesters. And of course, they're misquoting and misstating the position of the president there. He's made it abundantly clear again and again. He's in total support of peaceful protest. That's a constitutional right. But what he is against, and most Americans are against, is not just protesters, but when protesting turns into violence of any kind. The problem is, groups like Antifa, Black Lives Matters, and some unnamed groups have moved in and they've morphed peaceful protest into rioting and looting that have resulted in a lot of people being hurt and hurt badly, a lot of people being shot, some in serious condition. One policeman in Las Vegas is on a ventilator and may be paralyzed for life just because he responded to a protest that began as a protest and it turned to violence. NBC wants to condone such actions. And then they say most Americans today support NFL and soccer teams protesting the flag during the national anthem before their games. That's not true, folks. Most Americans have not expressed they support that. What Americans en masse have stated is they feel those players have the right, the constitutional right, to do those protests, but they don't like the fact that they protest the national anthem. Getting it right, getting it truthful, getting it accurate doesn't seem to be very much of a big deal for NBC, and especially for Chuck Todd. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to play the soundbite of those two guys carrying on this conversation on air. I'm going to stop it a couple of places in it and make some comments. Here's Chuck Todd with his cohort on NBC News.
Chuck Todd is NBC's political director and moderator of Meet the Press. Chuck, good morning. Good to see you as always, my friend. It's interesting to watch the president responding to the U.S. soccer team saying that he doesn't support them declaring that they want to kneel during the national anthem. Yeah. I think it's reflective of something we've seen this week of the country moving and the president standing pat where he is. There's a new poll, a Yahoo poll, that shows now a majority of Americans support the right, at least, of athletes to kneel during the national anthem. 75% of Americans, according to a Washington Post poll, right, support the protesters we've seen in the streets for the last couple of weeks. You've had General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, saying he regrets being a part of the photo op. Republicans who've been reluctant to cross the president speaking out in support of the protesters in the streets. Does the president sense that he needs to move a little bit? Is he capable of moving a little bit on this issue that is the center of American life right now?
Before we listen to Chuck Todd's answer, let me just point this out. The guy, and I can't remember his name, he didn't name himself at the beginning of the segment, but he's on the desk and Chuck Todd is kind of the special guest. When he started that, he said something truthfully. Americans do feel like, the majority of Americans feel like, the soccer team and the football teams have the right, and he termed it at least, have the right to do so. But then he segued right into most Americans support the protesters and the protestings that have gone on. So part of what he said was true, and then the other part just kind of dropped in there was not necessarily true. Let's listen to how Chuck Todd answered.
I think that's the issue, Willie, is that the president doesn't sense this. Everybody around the president senses it. Many members of the Republican Party, I'll throw in more stuff in there. I mean, the state of Mississippi is starting to take a look at taking the stars and bars off of their state flag. Clearly, you see elected Republicans around the country are reacting to what they're seeing on the ground, are reacting to the fact that they see more of their own constituents marching in these protests, saying these supportive things. I think what you see is the president on an island. I mean, it's now he alone almost at this point when it comes to the NFL and the kneeling situation. He alone is defending these names of Confederate generals on military bases. So it's looking more like he's on an island, and I think it is putting particularly Republicans that are in some tougher races in a real bind, and that's why I think you're going to see a lot of these Republican senators that you've already seen wanting to be a part of a big police reform package.
Notice how adept Chuck Todd is at forcing the subject of his conversation, of his attack, into a corner. He's put the president by himself. The president by himself is at odds with the NFL players kneeling. The president by himself is at odds with the soccer team kneeling. And so Republican senators and members of the House of Representatives that are running in tight races, they're feeling there by themselves, and they're putting distance between them and the president, who, according to Chuck Todd, they think has put them in a box. And that's not at all what's going on now. In fact, it's just the opposite. More about that, but let's listen as they continue.
Yeah, and we've seen Tim Scott, who I know you're going to have on the show later, leading that effort on the Republican side, at least in the Senate. So as we look at this, Chuck, in the context of the presidential election just a few months away now, will the response to this movement in the streets over the last 3 weeks or so, do you suspect that will be lasting? Will that be a defining part of this, the difference in the way that Joe Biden has responded and the president has responded?
I'm sorry, I got to interrupt. How Joe Biden has responded over the riots? Joe Biden hasn't even gotten out of his basement. He can't have an intelligence conversation about anything, yet alone about what's going out on the streets. All he gets information from is what he watches on television down in the basement. How he's responded, listen, they've tried to put President Trump in another box. If he responds in any way whatsoever, they're going to say his doing so is overreaching, that he's a tyrant, that he's a power junkie, that he wants to control everything. Meanwhile, mayors in these cities like Minneapolis and Chicago, they've said to the president, we don't need your help. You just sit by. We've got this taken care of. And meantime, four nights in Minneapolis, the city burned. Riots, protests, looters. Massive things went wrong. People got hurt. And that mayor said, finally, on the fourth night, we need to bring in the National Guard. He brings in the National Guard on the fourth night, but he made the National Guard remain unarmed the fourth night. What did the president do? He was told to stay away. The governor said the same thing to him. He did what he was told. And then that mayor, the Democrat mayor in Chicago, she actually told Trump, F you, and said, we've got this taken care of. We've got this. We don't need your help. Don't you send anybody here. And that weekend, after she said that, 18 people in Chicago were killed. He can't win. Politically, they're trying to put him in a box. Anything he would do, anything he says, he's going to be absolutely wrong.
I had a conversation with one of our with our pollsters earlier this week, a couple of them, but one of them in particular said, if there is another issue that trumps either the virus and the impact of the pandemic or what we're seeing in the social justice movement, oh, my goodness. Meaning, like, can the country take any more? I mean, I just think that these two issues, in some ways, they're intertwined. Right. But they're also, it's just hard to imagine that they won't be. at the front, at sort of on the front of the mind. And I think that is an interesting challenge for Biden, by the way, because I think the voters and the electorate, they're very concerned about these larger issues. They're less concerned about almost the personality aspects of this campaign.
So there we have the multiple personalities of Chuck Todd. In one breath, he talks about how big a deal all this other stuff is. What's the president doing? Why is he out there on his own? Why doesn't he remain in touch? And then he says, oh, no, but the voters, they're thinking about not those little things, but they're thinking about the big things that really matter. You know, Donald Trump not reacting appropriately. They want it both ways. They are having a blast thinking that they have Donald Trump whipped. First, it was the Mueller investigation. Then it was Ukrainegate, followed immediately by impeachment. After impeachment, they failed there too. And then they launched into the pandemic, the coronavirus pandemic. And then from that, they couldn't make it stick. They couldn't make it work. And now we have racial unrest. And they're just fueling the fires, throwing more gasoline out there and trying to incite voters in America to believe Donald Trump can't do it. We'll listen to their final notes, and then I've got a closing thing for you.
All right, Chuck Todd, thank you very much. We will look for much more, as we always do, on Meet the Press. As I mentioned, Chuck talks about the debate over police reform with Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina.
Here's what hangs in the wind, and they miss this. They don't have a clue what the American people think. Their fake pollsters are out there, and every poll that you hear right now, I heard today, one pollster has it that Joe Biden has an 83% probability of beating Trump in the Electoral College. Donald Trump, only 17%, folks. 83 to 17%. Where would they get that? Every poll that comes out that shows Biden is ahead at all, when you look at the details, what's set up in the poll, every one of them under polls Republican voters. Every one of them. Not one has it the way that it realistically exists based on the two previous national elections. Why do they do that? Most people, they don't respect their opinions. They think we're all stupid. We're not smart enough to look underneath page one and look at the footnotes and see what the sampling is. They're overestimating Democrats in their model. They're calling, making phone calls to 1,000 people. 1,000 people are going to be representative of a couple of hundred million voters. How in their wildest imagination could they believe they could get an accurate sample based on that? But then to stack it, they call more Democrats than they do Republicans. And sure, they disclose that in the fine print. But it makes the entire basis and the results of those phone calls and the questions that are asked and answered, it makes them invalid. But they're not looking for the truth, folks. They're looking for a way to try to sell more voters on the fact your guy's not going to win this time. You might as well not go vote. Or they would like better if they can denigrate him so much in your mind that you'll not go vote for Trump, but you will go and vote for their guy, Donald Trump. It was the same thing in 2016, folks. They did it incessantly. I told you this yesterday on TNN Live. In 2016, 43 national polls, the morning of the election, 43 national polls. Of the 43, 42 of them had Hillary Clinton soundly defeating Donald Trump. One poll, and only one poll, had Trump winning that election. And it wasn't even a major poll. It was a poll conducted by the University of Southern California that had him winning by 4 percentage points. That's what polling is. It's not to find the truth. It's to find out what the truth is and then figure out how you can bend it for your end, whatever you want it to look like. And that's what they're masterful at doing. They do it again and again and again. And then when their numbers are astronomically off, they just kind of go, well, I guess the polls were wrong. Duh. The polls were right. You just bent them. You jaded them to your perspective, and that's what you put out there. In other words, you're not truthful. We're gonna put up several times between now and Election Day the listing of each of those polls on Election Day in 2016 so that you can see, everybody can see, exactly how cockeyed they were in polling and how deceitful and dishonest they were in polling. And I assure you, it's the same thing again this election cycle. How can I be so confident of that? If all of these people, all of these voters are running from Donald Trump. In fact, yesterday morning, we ran with a story that we got from one national newspaper. I'm not sure which one it was. I think it was the New York Times, but don't hold me to that. That said those words, Republican voters are running away from Trump as fast as they can. If that was the case, you know that little arena in Tulsa? It's a really nice arena. The arena football team, the Bossier Shreveport Battle Wings, played the Tulsa Talons up there, 19,000-seat auditorium. You know, normally, for any kind of normal event, except maybe a major concert with, you know, somebody really, really big, you would think if you could fill up a 19,000-seat auditorium, you'd be tickled to death. Not Donald Trump. He would love if that thing held 100,000 people. I don't know why he hasn't checked out the AT&T Stadium, Dallas Cowboys Stadium, put 100,000 plus if you put seats out on the field there. Maybe he'll get to that. I don't know. But that rally that's coming up this coming weekend in that arena in Tulsa, they've already had requests for 1 million tickets. Does that sound to you like a bunch of Republican voters are running away from the president? The entire city of Tulsa only has about 300,000 people. So if everybody that lives in Tulsa was there, well, they can't be there. It's only 19,000. But if everybody there asked for a ticket, there's 700,000 folks from elsewhere. And I'm sure some of them are from Oklahoma, a very red state. But just think about that. They hate Trump, according to Chuck Todd and company. They don't want to have anything to do with him, according to Chuck Todd and company, and MSNBC, and CNN, and ABC, and CBS, and NBC. They all hate Donald Trump, and they abandon the truth about anything to do with politics, anything to do with anything that's important with you and how our government operates, and certainly anything that's truthful. It's not in them, folks. Forget about it. There's nothing there. They're going to say what they want to say to try to shape your perspective and your opinion. Do I like everything about Donald Trump? Absolutely not. I guarantee you, I don't know him. We don't know each other. But if we were in the same room for a couple of days, there'd probably be things about me he didn't like. But that doesn't have anything to do with his leadership capabilities. In 2016, during his campaign, he talked a great concept. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll get this done. I'll undo that. A bunch of campaign promises. That's nothing new. His predecessor in both of his elections said millions and millions of things. I'm exaggerating a bit, but a whole lot of things. And most of those things he didn't accomplish. Quite a few of them he didn't even attempt. Donald Trump, everything he committed that he was going to do if we elected him president, he's either done or it's in process or it's not in process, not because he didn't push through to the limit of his capability, but he couldn't get the legislative support to get it done and put in place. I don't know another president in U.S. history that's been that successful. And yet these people, they can't stand him. I wonder if it's because they don't like the things that he's done. I can't imagine that. It's got to be that they just don't like him. Wow. I've never met the man. I can't say person to person I would like him, but one thing I will guarantee you. I supported Obama as president, not because of Obama's stuff, the things that he did or the things that he didn't do, but because he was the president of the United States. And I'm instructed that I support all those that are put in authority over me. And he's at the top of the heap, just as Donald Trump is. I will support him, not because I like everything he's done in his life personally. I don't necessarily like the way he messages, but I like what he's gotten done. And I like it because he's a fighter. And they've done everything they can do to drive him away, using nothing substantive. Innuendo, allegation, falsehood, lie after lie. And he's bulletproof so far. I just can't imagine how any man would want to continue and stand in front of that day after day after day. Already 4 years, but another four? He's my hero, if for no other reason for that. Thanks for sharing this tidbit with me today. We're not going to do part two. We'll save that today. Today, you say? Yeah, at 9 o'clock, 9 to 11. We're on TNN Live right here, streaming live. Why don't you join us? 9 o'clock, scroll up to the top of the story up there. You see that horizontal blue banner that says, click to listen live? At 9 o'clock, click on that. It will take you right to our live streaming radio broadcast, TNN Live. Join us. We've got a special guest today. You'll want to listen in. 9 to 11 a.m. Until we get together again, folks, thanks for being here. And thanks for being part of Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
So busy you don't have time for today's news on TV or newspaper?
Never fear.
TNN has your answer. Download TNN Podcast to your phone.
Catch up with the latest news
during your busy day. The Truth News Network.
TNN, truthnewsnet.org.